Hello, and welcome to the WWIA podcast. We're honored to have you join us in our mission to bring honor, connection, and healing to America's combat wounded Purple Heart heroes. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, we welcome you. If you're a returning listener, thanks for coming back. Please be sure to tell others about our podcast and leave us a review if you're enjoying what you're hearing. June is designated as PTSD Awareness Month because mental health matters. It's no secret that our combat wounded veterans didn't just leave what they experienced on the battlefield behind, they brought it home with them, often experiencing the life-altering effects of post-traumatic stress disorder. This, combined with the injuries they and their fellow service members sustained, or the loss of life they witnessed around them, can be devastating and debilitating. It not only affects them, but those within their circle of influence, their family, friends, and even coworkers. It can severely impact relationships, careers, and make day-to-day life difficult to manage. There are no shortcuts on the journey to healing and well-being, and today's special guest has dedicated her life to helping others find peace, wholeness, and healing in their own lives. Today, WWIA founder and CEO John McDaniel is honored to welcome Dr. Stacy Schechner to the podcast. Dr. Schechner is a licensed psychologist who's been providing therapeutic services in Florida for over 18 years. Through personal and professional practice and study, she's made it her mission to help people become the best version of themselves. She has successfully worked with clients to help them in a variety of ways, from achieving more in their career, working through difficult divorces, overcoming the effects of PTSD, or raising mentally and physically healthy children. Whatever the issue, her focus is to help people unlock their potential, overcome their challenges, have a positive mindset, and live holistically better lives. John and Dr. Schechner discuss the causes and effects of PTSD and how healing is possible. They also talk about the challenges of parenting for service members and veterans and ways to improve those relationships at home. This is an important podcast and an outstanding interview that we're excited for you to hear. Let's jump right into the conversation with John and Dr. Schechner now.
Hi, I'm John McDaniel, founder and CEO of the Wounded Warriors in Action Foundation's podcast, and this is Honor Connect Heal. So today, I have with us another very special guest, and this is a person who I admire. And obviously respect a great deal. I saw you first on TV and thought, geez, this is somebody that I should get to know. And we've known each other now for 4 or 5 years. Welcome to the program. This is Dr. Stacy Schechner. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's exciting. Yeah. Our kids are actually similar age, and yep. So it's exciting to see them grow up together.
Yeah, it's cool. So tell us about your credentials first off. I mean, I'm sitting in your office and there are diplomas all around me and you are essentially a doctor of the brain.
Yes.
But tell us about
it. That's a good way of putting it. That's how I explain it.
Tell us about your education a little bit and the work that you currently do.
I am a licensed psychologist in the state of Florida. I have my PhDs in counseling and school psychology. And I also have my master's and specialist degrees in psychology. And in undergrad, I have my bachelor's in psychology and music.
Wow.
And so we can talk about that as well. I have worked with 2-year-olds to 92-year-olds. And I love what I do. I love helping people. And yes, I explained, I am the doctor of the brain, the doctor of feelings, helping parents be the best they can be, helping families be the best they can be.
Yeah. So, you know, when I began to think about, you know, my work, you know, my work with the combat wounded veterans that we serve and your work, you know, and I just thought, this is somebody that we should talk to, that I should talk to, and that maybe could help folks through the power of this podcast. And I think you're the perfect person to do it. And so I think we should start We do want to talk about parenting, but I think we should start with PTSD. Mm-hmm. And I know that probably, you know, a very high percentage, 90 plus percent of the veterans that we serve have some form of PTSD. Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk about that. I think it's something that needs to be talked about. And you mentioned to me in the pre-show when we were chatting about it a couple of weeks ago, you said, you know, everybody has PTSD. And I just thought, wow, what a great way to start the program. You know, and then I thought about PTSD on a, you know, like most challenges on a continuum. You know, there's folks that have just a little bit of PTSD, and then there's folks on the other side of the continuum that really probably suffer or debilitated by it. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is kind of in the middle in this mm-hmm. continuum. Exactly. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what is PTSD and what are the things that you see, you know, on a recurring basis mm-hmm. that might indicate that somebody has PTSD? And then we can talk about how to maybe deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's very, very important. And PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and I think a general definition of it that may hit home with people who are listening is when you experience something, especially the veterans, that is outside the norm, or what we call the norm of, you know, living in society, growing up in society, experiencing mm-hmm. adulthood in society. When mm-hmm. you experience something that is unique to you and other people maybe around you during that time, and that is absolutely outside the norm, mm-hmm. you can get PTSD. And I should further explain that it's a life or death situation where you have to make maybe life or death decisions mm-hmm. that affect you the rest of your life, but yet you have to continue living in this quote unquote normal society, functioning within a family. Functioning at work, functioning as a parent. So PTSD affects us in many different ways. Sleep, eating habits, the way we handle anxiety, the way we handle anger. Basically, like with patients who were just here mm-hmm. before you, emotional dysregulation. Mm-hmm. So even if they haven't gone off to war, mm-hmm. it's if they grow up or are in an environment as adults in which something terrible is happening, and they have to survive in that moment and they have to do what they need to do. But later on, how do you function and be normal in society after going through what you just experienced?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, in the case of you know, our veterans, right?
Yes.
Something traumatic has happened. You know, they went off, they raised their right hand, they went off to war. They saw combat, mm-hmm. You know, maybe they were wounded and injured. Maybe they saw and likely saw others wounded and injured. Maybe there were oftentimes there were men or women who they were very close to. Mm-hmm. And maybe perhaps it was themselves. I mean, it would be hard to say, for example, that if you were shot 7 times, you know, in Iraq or Afghanistan or some other place mm-hmm. and lived through that experience. And then had, you know, 72 surgeries, that it might be hard to live a normal life, or it might be hard to you know, come back after that and you know, sort of quote unquote be normal or not have PTSD.
Absolutely, because how do they go back, and they go back and their 10-year-old comes home and yeah. and it kicked the soccer ball and it accidentally broke a glass. So how do you, that's yeah. a normal thing that happens.
Right.
But you've just seen people be yeah. murdered, friends and loved ones losing limbs. Like yeah. how can you then in that moment be able to control your anger, which really comes from the pain of what you've seen, not mm-hmm. that your son kicked a soccer ball.
Right.
How do you control that? And how do you just live a normal, oh, a parent of glass broke. How do you do that when you've undergone
yeah.
what you've gone? And that's what I help families yeah. and people with, is like, how can you parent? But how do you, it's devastating what you've been through.
Right. And then when these triggers happen.
Yes, triggers.
You yeah. know, something triggers you. It makes you perhaps angry. It makes you perhaps sad, mm-hmm. Confused. Lots of these emotions that we all have.
Yes.
And the question is, you know, how do you regulate them? And how do you respond? Mm-hmm. You know, we can't really control what other people do.
That's right.
Right? But we can control how we react to that.
That's exactly right.
So what are some tools that mm-hmm. we could give people in that scenario where you say, okay, hey, now we're back from the war. You know, first off, if you need professional help, mm-hmm. and it's okay to ask for it, you should ask for it. Mm-hmm. You should seek it, mm-hmm. right? And so let's talk about first, what can a therapist like mm-hmm. you do mm-hmm. for somebody that has mm-hmm. PTSD? What can you do?
I think if you come back and you don't know if you have PTSD, first of all, if you've gone through seeing torture and murder and things beyond the scope of what you would have seen if you didn't go, I think that people have to recognize you probably do have it, and it's okay. It is absolutely okay. Mm-hmm. You didn't do anything wrong. It's normal for you to have PTSD.
Not your fault.
It's not your fault, and it's not weak to admit it. It's strong to admit it. It's mm-hmm. going, you know what? If I wouldn't have been there and I wouldn't have had that job, I wouldn't have it because I would be back here in America or wherever mm-hmm. you live. But I did go, and I did do these things, and I did listen to my officers, and I did fight for my country, and it's mm-hmm. okay that I have PTSD because mm-hmm. the things I went through are not what a normal person would go through, meaning right. in their normal life, not sure. that you're not normal. So if you come back, most likely you have it, but still if you think, okay, I'm processing, I'm handling things, I'm not upset about it, if you see that you're triggered very easily with your kids or with your wife or husband, and you do lash out and it's an irrationally disproportionate to the situation, mm-hmm. then you can say, it's okay. I'm allowed to be mm-hmm. upset. I'm human. I'm not a robot. Mm-hmm. I'm not a computer. Right. I can be upset about what happened and what my friends went through and what I went through. I just need to take accountability and not lash out at my family and friends. I need to go to the therapist yeah. and say, look, dude, I have all this crap inside of me. Can you help me poop it out? Can right. you help so that I can go home and tickle and have fun with my family and friends and not get triggered by these silly little things?
Mm-hmm. You know, in our first show, we talked about, I mentioned this idea of a box, right? Yes. You know, and putting, you know, this PTSD, these bad things maybe in a box. Mm-hmm. And it's not great to put a lock on that box because yes. that box needs to open up, right, on occasion, on some frequency to exercise the things that are inside. Mm-hmm. To let, it's like a volcano, right? Yep. Or a tire that has too much pressure in it. You know, eventually
right.
it fails and maybe it explodes, mm-hmm. right? So we have to deal with these things.
Yes.
And that's where a professional like yourself comes in, where you can maybe, you know, chat about those experiences and how you feel about them.
That's right.
Right.
And some people don't want to. They want to live in denial. They want to come back. And I feel bad because it's yeah. not that they want to live in denial, but what they went through was so unimaginable. They may feel no one can relate to them. They may feel they have to deal with it on their own. Mm-hmm. They feel they have to be strong and just move forward. But unfortunately, it's okay to need help. There are people who are trained in your brain mm-hmm. chemistry, and you deserve, for everything you've been through, you deserve to have a happy life.
Yes.
You deserve to be with your family and friends and not have to lash out there. And so you come in, whether weekly or twice a week mm-hmm. or once, and you can let that little box open mm-hmm. and the box then gets smaller and smaller and smaller till one day, guess what? You don't have to live with the box.
Right.
And once that box is gone, you can make room for all the happiness you deserve. So please come in, because
yeah.
if you don't, guess what happens on the other end?
You project.
The box gets bigger yep. and bigger and projects. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, you know, when we talk about, you know, this idea of hat triggers and tools,
mm-hmm.
what, you know, what could you give the scenario? You gave the scenario, a soccer ball knocks over a vase or something or a lamp and it gets broken. And, you know, maybe somebody's first reaction is to react. Well, that's an 8-year-old child.
Exactly.
You didn't mean to do that.
Not on purpose.
It was an accident.
No one's purposely trying
right.
to, like,
exactly.
Yes.
And so what, in that case, if someone's initial reaction would be to emote,
Yes.
You know, and to, you know, say something that, you know, that causes the child to be, you know, to have a reaction. He didn't or she didn't mean to do that.
Right.
But what kind of things can we do to help people understand what their triggers might be and to recognize those triggers, you know, once they're happening, mm-hmm. because, you know, we've observed something, you know, we've assessed rapidly what just happened. Now we want to react, you know, mm-hmm. and then that's all natural. But what should somebody that may have a real bad reaction, what should they do or what should we say? What kind of tools can we give them to maybe deal with that type of scenario, that reaction that we want to try to really think about before we actually do something
mm-hmm.
that hurts somebody? What is it?
Well, we're hurting, so we want to hurt them. But then when you look at your child, you're going to be mirroring all this pain that they don't even know that you experience.
Right.
And that goes into them. That's what scares the child. So the second you react, you know what? You're not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
You're a work in progress. And I say, go to the child later on when you're calmer and say, look, should we be playing soccer in the house?
Right.
No. Do you get right. a consequence? Maybe you have to do some cleaning around here to make up yeah. for the money. Yes.
Sure.
But should daddy or mommy have yelled at you?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. We should have taken a deep breath, yeah. walked in the other room, calmed down, and then come back. And just yeah. like a business or a teacher or your yeah. educator, we need to teach you that there's rules and there's consequences in life, but we don't get to emotionally regulate on top of you because you know, you didn't know what I went through in war, and you didn't cause the war. The 8-year-old didn't cause the war, right? The things happen.
No.
So you can apologize and say, I'm working on this. I'm going to write down the things that bother me in day-to-day normal life, like soccer in the house. And I'm going to note my triggers, note how I want to mm-hmm. react, and then learn coping skills to calm down mm-hmm. before I parent you.
Yeah. So what this is all an attempt to be this is on your website,
yeah.
be the best you can be.
The best version of yourself.
The best version of yourself
well, just
that
like
you can
this,
be,
John,
right?
You know how we get sick, like with colds or flus?
Yeah.
Guess what? Your brain has boo-boos too.
Yeah.
Your brain can't be perfect. So that's why, again, if you go to work, you're going to have PTSD and that's okay. You had to do things.
Yeah.
And we're all proud of you.
Yes.
For doing those things.
Absolutely.
So give yourself the gift of a therapist, of a trained therapist, to help you get those boo-boos out. I mean, mm-hmm. you're not a dentist. You can't fix your teeth. You're not an ophthalmologist.
Right.
You can't fix your eyes. And you're not a therapist. It doesn't mean you're not intelligent. It doesn't mean you're not strong. It doesn't mean you're not good. It just means you got some boo-boos in your brain. And let the therapist, let me do my job and take them out
right.
so you can go be happy.
Yeah. That's great. And, you know, there's a sign somewhere in your office here that says choose happy, you
yeah.
know, and think happy, be happy, choose happy. I mean, you know, and that's the thing is that happy is a choice. You know, there are things that do that you see or you experience that automatically make you happy. But the times that where you might not be feeling happy,
yeah.
maybe sad or, you know, or angry or something like this. And we have a tendency, people do, to drill into those, stay into that spot too long, where you can
yes.
actually go, well, you know, there's nothing I can do to affect this right now.
Exactly.
So what I can do is I can actually choose happy right now.
Yes.
And take a couple of deep breaths and actually, you know, reframe.
Reframe.
Right? Reframe.
That's, it's reframing. It's like, okay, that person or that somebody did something.
Yeah.
And yes, it's frustrating. But how much of your life are you going to be frustrated and how much are you going to say, okay, it happened. Can I do something to fix it or can I not? And then I want to be happy. You're the only one in control of your happiness.
Yeah.
You.
Right.
You can't control other people. You can only control yourself.
Yeah. That's excellent. You know, let's talk a little bit more about parenting,
mm-hmm.
You know, and for, you know, in terms of, you know, that's, talk about the, you know, the veterans who may have had all these things happen to them and they spent a lot of time away from home.
Mm-hmm.
They missed a lot of their children's, you know, youth as they were away on deployments. And then they come back and they have these things that they struggle with. You know, what can we say about parenting in general, you know, that is a good thing for, you know, something for us to, for our veterans to to take away from our conversation today in terms of just parenting in general?
Here's a couple tips that I think would be useful. I think that you, as a veteran, the mommy or the daddy, whoever, you know, you deserve a break. And I think you have to let the other parent be more of the parent, meaning the disciplinarian.
Yeah.
I think for a while, you get to be the fun guy. I think you got to get down there and throw the Cheerios on the floor, and you got to tickle and draw a marker on the cat, and you got to just have fun because you deserve it. And if you feel you're getting upset about something, you just tag team out to your spouse and let them take over. Or you know what? Unfortunately, I'm very against technology, but if you got to turn that TV on and watch a silly movie because you're about had it up to here with teaching them about math, then that's what you got to do because you missed out on it, like you said. And I don't want you to miss out on more. So if you need to take some time just to love them, that's the best kind of parenting that you ever could give them, is just love.
You know, just the other night I had, you know, I'm a single parent. So, you know, I have my two beautiful boys, Dylan and Luke. And usually we reserve the last part of our day or wind down for, you know, movie time before we go to bed, you know. And so we might watch a show for, you know, an hour, maybe an hour and a half at max. But they usually like to go into daddy's room because there's a big bed and there's pillows and it's quiet in there. And so that's kind of like
it's
this
cozy,
little, it's cozy
comfy,
and they like it. And so we'll do that. But the, you know, what I try to do every time there's a movie, because no offense to them, but it's hard for me to watch a whole, you know, whatever they're watching for an hour and a half. So I'll come and I'll go, you know, or check on them and sort of thing. And I'll hop up in the bed there. And then, you know, Luke especially, you know, Dylan used to be like this, but he's getting a little older. But, you know, Luke just, they both love when I jump in the bed with them. And they want to, you know, just get cozy with you. And even if it's that's 10 minutes,
exactly.
Boy, how good does that feel? It feels so good.
It feels
like,
it's so amazing.
Like, and that's not going to last forever. And that's what we need to remember,
eventually
they're going to be off in high school and in college, and then it's gone.
That's
and you don't miss those opportunities, because those are moments that are fleeting.
That's right.
And there's a lot of healing in there too.
And there's a lot of healing. So even if you saw them do something wrong,
yeah,
a couple days later, you could after that cuddling moment, they're going to be more responsive. You can say to them, hey, you remember when you did that?
Yeah.
I would prefer you do this and that. Like,
yeah,
it's so different.
Take some time.
Take some time. You don't need to parent instantaneously. Yeah. When you're in battle,
yes,
you need to respond straight away.
Right.
But when you're at home,
you don't need
take
to.
Take some time.
Take some time to respond.
Take some time.
Internalize
There's no fight or flight.
It. Really think about what happened.
Think about it. Reframe
right.
it.
Yeah.
And just when you can say
it
in a calm, loving way, say it. Which sometimes you just forget about it. You don't have to parent every little thing. It's love.
This has been great. I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
And I think we should do some more of this and talk more about, you know, parenting and talk some more about, you know, that some issues that, you know, veterans may have, especially when it comes to parenting and dealing with whatever issues they might have, still have. And it's okay, right? It's okay. Is there anything else you'd like to share with
us? Yeah, I was just thinking before we go, and we didn't really talk about this, but I think that you'll appreciate, I think in terms of our significant others, think that, you know, if you're handling the parenting okay, but you're lashing out maybe at your significant other, I do have some points for the significant other and yourself. So we can talk about if you feel you have a partner who's come back and has PTSD, what I can say to you is this: please don't personalize it.
Yeah.
Don't make it about you. Don't yell back. Don't jump into what they've gone through. I would say try to be compassionate and loving and kind.
Mm-hmm.
You can have boundaries. You can go to a therapist like me and learn different ways to support them through this. But I say to parents, don't make it a conflict. Don't have another war at home.
Yeah.
Don't have a war at home. That person who loves you is going through a lot in processing, and it may come out on you. And yes, that's not okay. But don't make it about you.
Yeah.
That's now your part of your job as the spouse of someone who goes off to war mm-hmm. is to be there for them.
Yeah.
Right?
Peace in the valley.
Peace in the valley.
Yeah. Peace in the valley. So important, right? Wow, that's great. Well, thanks for your time and all that that you do for so many. It must be challenging, to do. You've been doing this for what, 21 years, you said the other day?
Almost 22 years.
Almost 22 years.
A couple more weeks and we're in 2025.
I know, I can't believe it. It's great.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, let's try to get together in 2025 and talk some more to help some more people.
Absolutely. I would love to. And maybe even if people call in or they write in, we can have some more questions.
That's what I asked the guys to do is to put a, we're going to do that for this episode. I guarantee you, we'll have a special email set up so anybody can write in and ask a question. And then maybe that's what we'll do the next time is we'll address some of those questions.
That would be amazing.
What a great idea, right? Yep. Let's do that. Well, Dr. Stacy Schechner, thank you again for your time today and happycounseling.com.
Yes, happycounseling.com.
That's excellent. Well, I hope you have a great New Year's and Christmas and happy Hanukkah too, right?
Yeah, thank you
all
so much.
Three.
And Hanukkah is on the December 25th this year, so
we're all
coming together, right?
That's
we're
awesome.
All going to be supportive of each other and compassionate and make it a great new year.
Excellent. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the WWIA podcast. To learn more about the Wounded Warriors in Action Foundation and how you can get involved, please visit our website at wwiaf.org or follow us on social media on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. If you'd like to comment or offer feedback about our podcast, or if you have a suggestion for a future episode, please email us at podcast@wwiaf.org. Thank you for your support and for helping us honor, connect, and heal our combat wounded Purple Heart heroes through the power of the great outdoors.